Yeshaya Perek Samach Gimel Posuk Yud. We mentioned right before this how Hashem is going to come to Edom. He's going to slaughter their guardian angel, their Malach. The goyim that caused the suffering will be punished. And then the Navi sang out, Chaste Hashem Azkir, I'll mention the kindness of Hashem. And Hashem said, Vayomer Acha Mihema, Klal Yisrael is my people, and Hashem took care of us in that manner. B'chol Tzarosam Lotzar, we mentioned that when Klal Yisrael suffered, Hashem is also felt our difficulty, and He would send a Malach to save us. Pasuk Yud. V'heimo moru v'itzvus ruach kodsho. But they rebelled. Klal Yisrael rebelled. V'itzvu, and they distressed es ruach kodsho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had hopes that Klal Yisrael would really be His people. Bonim lo yishakeru, He said in Pasuk Ches. Hashem said, they're my people. Bonim lo yishakeru. Their sons who won't do sheker, won't do lies, they'll be true to me. And Hashem saved us. But although Hashem expected us to be faithful, but v'heimah moru v'itzvu es ruach kodsho, they rebelled and they distressed Hashem. Initially, HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that closeness to us, and He had great expectations, but we didn't live up to that. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed toward them as an enemy. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu no longer dealt with that close caring for Klal Yisrael. He dealt almost like an enemy. Hu nilcham bam. He fought them. It wasn't an accident. The suffering that happened to us, it's Hashem gave us a punishment. The Malbim brings that down as it says in the Tochacha, V'hoya kasher sos Hashem aleichem, as Hashem rejoiced over you, lehitiv eschem, to do good for you, so too Hashem will enjoy ken yosis lehavir eschem. He'll cause your enemies to be happy to destroy you. And then, v'hu nilcham bom, Hashem directly fought against Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael is now suffering in the Golos. Vayizkor Yimei Olam. And now when things are very bad, Klal Yisrael remembers the good old days. Vayizkor Yimei Olam. They remember the days of old. Moshe, Amo. When Moshe was with Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael says, Aye Hamalei Miyom. Where is the one who brought them up from the sea? It's either going on Moshe Rabbeinu. Where's Moshe who brought us up from the Yam? Esroi Itzono, he's the one who took care of his sheep. Or it's going on Hashem. Aye Hamalei Miyom. Where is Hashem who brought Klal Yisrael out from Kriyas Yamsa, from the sea? Esroi Itzono. Together with those who took care of the shepherds of his flock, the shepherds Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem took us out with Moshe. Aye Hasam Bekirbo Esruach Kodsho. Where is the one who placed Bekirbo in Moshe or in Klal Yisrael Esruach Kodsho, His Holy Spirit? And the days when HaKadosh Baruch Hu led us in the Midbar, when we had Moshe Rabbeinu as our leader, there were two different aspects that were unique and that Klal Yisrael was special than the rest of the world. First of all, there were open miracles. There were wonders done for Klal Yisrael. And second of all, Hashem directly rested His presence and they felt the Shekhinah being with them. As the Torah says, Hashama Am Kol Elokim Chayim. Did a nation ever hear the voice directly of Hashem? The whole people by Matan Torah, they all heard Hashem speaking. And then there was, O Hanisa Elokim Lavo Lokachas Logoi Mikarav Goy B'Masos Baosos Vamosim, where you ever have a nation taken out from another nation, from within their exile, with such wonders like we had by Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Klal Yisrael asks, Aye Hamale Miyom, where is the one? Where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who brought us out from the Yam Suf? Esro Eitzono, with the shepherds of his flock. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who was our shepherd. And just like if you own a lot of sheep, you got to take care of your employees, you take care of the shepherds, because the shepherd takes care of the sheep. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us up from the Yam with the Roi Tzono, and he took care of Moshe, he took care of Klal Yisrael. And also Aye Hasam Bekirbo Ruach Kodesho, where is the one who placed his Nevu on his Ruach HaKodesh? Those are the two special, unique privileges that Klal Yisrael had. We saw open wonders and miracles, and we also had the Ruach HaKodesh, the Nevuah. And the miracles that were done for Klal Yisrael. Molich li min Moshe Zeroah Tifarto. HaKodesh Baruch Hu was Molich li min Moshe, who caused to go at Moshe Rabbeinu's right side. Zeroah Tifarto, his splendorous arm. And those five words, Molich li min Moshe Zeroah Tifarto, the Malbim sees four different milas, four different advantages, unique features that were involved in the miracles Moshe that were done through Moshe for Klal Yisrael. The first thing is the Nisim were constant. They were always there. Whenever Moshe Rabbeinu needed, he could call on Hashem and the miracle would happen. Molich means it traveled along with them. Molich, it was always there traveling Limi Moshe to Moshe Rabbeinu's side. It was right there. It was always there. Molich. Second of all, he didn't have to call on a malach or an intermediary. There was no in-between. It was right Limi Moshe. On Moshe Rabbeinu's side, HaKadosh Baruch was there to help. Molich Limi Moshe. It was always there. It was Molech constantly traveling with him, and it was also right next to him, Limin Moshe. Thirdly, it didn't make a difference whether Klal Yisrael deserved it, or they had the Zchus, they didn't have the Zchus. They constantly lived the life of these miracles, Zeroah, like with the arm of Hashem. And the Malbim has mentioned Yad, the hand, is controlled by an arm. So if it says the Yad Hashem, means Hashem is controlling the events, like with a hand you manipulate things with your hands, but there's an arm behind it. Klal Yisrael has the chusim, has a reason why Hashem is using the hand. The hand is controlled by the arm. Kaviyochel, Klal Yisrael's helping Hashem's hand do what he wants to do. Zeroah, if you describe Hashem's arm, the arm is the beginning of that movement. It's not the hand, it's the arm, that the force behind it. There is no force behind it except for Hashem. Sometimes Klal Yisrael has no zechusim. It's Zeroah, it's Hashem's arm. That's a third maila. And the fourth maila is Tifarto. The Nisim that were done were not connected with Teva, but they were outright miracles that were splendor, that was showed the Tiferes, the glory of Hashem. Molich, the miracles were constant. Liyamin Moshe was directly at his side, he didn't have to come onto a Malach. Zeroah, it was done whether Klal Yisrael deserved it or not. Like with the arm, Tifarto, and it was a wondrous miracle. Whether it was the Mon, or the Be'er, or the Anani HaKavod, all the miracles done were shown the Tiferes of Hashem. Bokei Amayim Ipneihem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the water from before Klal Yisrael. And it wasn't just to save Klal Yisroel. We were fleeing Mitzrayim. The Egyptians were in hot pursuit. The water's in front of them. What can Hashem do? He must split the Yam. That's not so. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made it. All the Mitzrayim got a stomachache and had to turn back and couldn't pursue them anymore. It could have done something that would not be such an outright miracle. The Mitzrayim got confused. They heard like it happened elsewhere in Navi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused the sound of like, it was an unusual thunder, but they can hear tremendous heavenly sounds and flee or drop dead. Or HaKadosh Baruch Hu had other ways of punishing the Mitzrayim. But Bokeya Mayim Mipneihem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the sea before Klal Yisrael. And the reason was simply Lasos Lo Shem Olam, to make for himself Shem Olam, an eternal renown. His name, the name of Hashem, is will be spoken in awe. People were aware of the great miracles that were done. Klal Yisrael suffering in Golis and remembering what it was like in the days of Moshe. Molichim Batahomos. Remember, Hashem brought us, Batahomos, through the depths, by Kriyas Yamsuf. We walked on the riverbed. We were at the bottom of that sea. Molichim Batahomos. We were guided, we were led through the depths. And it wasn't wet, it wasn't muddy, and it wasn't rocky and difficult to travel. It was kasus b'midbar, like a horse running in the desert. A horse in the desert. It's all just open land, open territory, compact dirt, and just a horse runs open, nothing in its way, no obstacles. Kasus b'midbar, lo yikoshelu, that they should not falter. And Klal Yisrael walked very easily and smoothly right through Kriyas Yamsuf, right through the sea. Kavahema babiko, like an animal goes down in the valley. Kavahema babiko seyred, like an animal descends into a valley. It's very easy to go downhill, to descend. In fact, the Malbim learns that it wasn't a steep descent. It was traveling easily because very often the area where they planted fields, it's not a valley in between two steep mountains. It's an open territory, open land. Like a behemoth going through the Bika. That the truth is, you know, if you, like by the ocean, Atlantic Ocean, you have the continental shelf. Very often, if the water would be gone from the ocean, there would be there are places where it's a steep decline. But that's not the way it was by Kriyas Yamsuf. The water split. And it was very easy to go from dry land onto the bottom of the river without going downhill in a drastic decline. The riverbed was miraculously, the Malbim says, it was lifted up. Which is interesting because we don't find this mentioned all over. We know that there were many nisim that were done al hayam. It says, Asar nisim nasal avaseinu b'mitzrayim, Asar al hayam. There were 10 miracles done by the Yam. The Malbim says one of them is not just that the Yamsuf dried up, but it was the ground, the level was raised. So Kavahema Babiko Seri, like an animal descends into the valley where it's very easy for the animal to go down there. So too it's easy to go into the Yam because the river floor was raised. Ruach Hashem Tenichenu, the spirit of Hashem Tenichenu led them. They were led. HaKadosh Baruch Hu guided them and led them through the Yamsuf. Keini Hagta Amcha, so did you guide your people. Lasos Lecha Shem Tiforas, to make a splendorous name for yourself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu used Klal Yisrael as the vehicle of Kavod Shamayim, that the miracles done for us brought out honor to Hashem's name. That's what was in the days of Moshe. Right now, things are very difficult. As we mentioned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hoping for the best for Klal Yisrael, but they distressed Hashem, and he turned like an enemy. He fought against them. We're suffering in Golos. And Hashem, and Klal Yisrael remembers the good days, the way it was in the times of Moshe. It sort of brings to mind, we have like the kinnis on Tisha B'Av. It compares B'tzeisim Mitzrayim and B'tzeisim Yerushalayim. How it was when we left Mitzrayim, when with all the miracles and all the glory, and how we left Yerushalayim at the time of the Churban with the suffering, the punishment. But we sort of find a basis for this idea right here, that Klal Yisrael and Golus remembers how it was when we were led by Moshe Rabbeinu. Haveit mi shamayim ure'ei. Look from shamayim. Look down. Haveit mi shamayim ure'ei and see. Mizvul kodshecha v'sifar techa. From your zvul, your abode, your dwelling. Mizvul kodshecha. The abode of your holiness. V'tzifartecha, on your splendor. And the Malbim reads this in such a beautiful manner. What I'm saying, this is mostly from the Malbim today. Habet mishamayim. Habet means to look intently, to gaze, to study. Habet mishamayim. Re'ei means to see. Re'ei is very easy. You just raise your eyes, give a look with your eyes, you'll see. That's re'ei. Habe means to contemplate, to study closely. There are two ways that Hashem controls the world. There's derech hateva, there's the normal, which is represented by shamayim, the heavens. Everything works in the heavens as it's expected. The whole world works with a function, shelo yishanu es tafkidim, they don't change their mission. The sun rises and sets as scheduled and predicted. Shamayim is the normal derech hateva, where Hashem dwells. Zavul kodshecha v'sifartecha. Where Hashem dwells is the source of miracles. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows His hashkach and how He controls it. We don't have miracles anymore. We don't see the miracles, certainly not on a mass scale. The miracles that are the types of miracles that we had by Kriyas Yamsuf. But sometimes a person might think, at least the teva, the normal way things run, is also normal. In other words, okay, the teva is the same, just we don't have miracles. But in Golus, Klal Yisrael realizes, again, the truth, we've mentioned this many times, in Golus, there's a certain aspect that Klal Yisrael has that better than the nations of the world. We do see the chesed of Hashem even in Golos. On the other hand, there are other signs as if Klal Yisrael is being punished chutz miderech hateva. Whether the ratio of people who are sick, and the machlas and the hospitals, or those that I've heard in the burn units in the hospitals, and Klal Yisrael, those tragedies happen to Klal Yisrael more than to others. And it's true, good things happen to Klal Yisrael also more than to others. Klal Yisrael just doesn't seem to have the same derech hateva, doesn't apply to Klal Yisrael. So the Novi says, Habet mi shamayim. Look from shamayim. Shamayim is the place where you have teva, where you have nature, the sun rising and set, and the moon and the planets, what's normal. For that you have to look closely. Because you might think, well, what was normal then is normal now. Teva doesn't change. For that you look closely. Habet mi shamayim. If you gaze, if you look closely from shamayim, it'll be obvious that the teva is not the way it used to be. Things are different now that we're in Golos. It's not the way it should be. Habet mi shamayim, not the way we'd like it to be. If we do tshuva, the gula would come. It'd be the way, ideally, it should be. Habet mi shamayim, look closely from shamayim. And if you look closely, you'll see there's a problem. Ure'ei mizvul kodshecha v'sifartecha. And when you're looking from Zavul Kodshecha, from Hashem's holy abode and the place of Hashem's splendor, there you don't even have to look closely. That's the place of miracles. With a quick re'eh, you can immediately see we don't have the miracles that they had then. Things have changed drastically. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu does what he does for two reasons. The nisim that happened in earlier days, one thing was to show Hashem's gevura, that Hashem, the world should have an opportunity to see Hashem's greatness. The other reason why Hashem did miracles is for Klal Yisrael. He wanted to show his love to do an outright miracle for Klal Yisrael. Ayekin oscho gvuro secha. You did miracles to make a kiddush Hashem, or to remove the chilul Hashem of those who deny your existence. Ayekin oscho gvuro secha. Why are there no miracles anymore? Where is your zealousness? The kina. The kina is that Hashem doesn't tolerate the fact that people worship idols and believe in other forces. There's a kina that to remove that chilul Hashem. Where is that kina? Ugvuro secha. And where is your might that you wanted to make the kiddush Hashem? Everyone should see your strength. There are no more miracles. Why not? Where's your kinoso gvuro secha? And also, why aren't there any miracles? What about Klal Yisrael? Hamon meyecha. The stirrings of your innards, your inner yearning for achamecha and your mercy. Eli, that we're always toward Klal Yisrael, that Hashem yearns for us and He loves us and He has mercy on us. Hamon meyecha v'rachamecha. Eli his apoku. Now they've been held back from me. I now no longer feel. I don't see the miracles being done anyway anymore because of your care for us. Ki ata avinu. Because Hashem, you are our Father. Ki Avraham lo yida'anu. Avraham Avinu, even if he may not know us, like you say, no, Avraham Avinu is out of touch with us. The Yisrael lo yakiranu. In Yisrael, that's Yaakov. Lo yakiranu. He may not recognize us. Even if the Avos stopped pleading and helping us, and they're not, they don't recognize us, they don't know us. But Ata Hashem Avinu, you Hashem are our Father. Goaleinu, you're our eternal Redeemer. You're the Goaleinu, the one who is our Goel, who redeems us. May Olam, you always, you're the eternal Redeemer. Shemecha, that's your name. People refer to Hashem as the Goel Yisrael, the Redeemer of Klal Yisrael. That's who you are. Ata Hashem Avinu. Ki ato avinu, you're our Father. Ki Avram lo yida'anu. Even if Avram may not know us, after all, Avram Avinu had many descendants. He had a Yishmael, and then the next generation, Yitzchak, had a Esav. So Yishmael and Esav, and there were other, B'nai Keturah, there were other nations that came. Even if Avram seems as if he doesn't know us, ki Avram lo yida'anu, he may not know us. As if it may seem as if Avram doesn't know us and doesn't take a greater interest in us than in the other descendants. He doesn't know us as his. Now, by Yaakov, he certainly knows we're his, because every single one of Yaakov Avinu's children was the Shivtei Kah. They were all of Klal Yisrael. Yaakov certainly knows us. But v'Yisrael lo yakiranu. It may be as if Yaakov doesn't recognize us. The generations have gone on, years have passed, and even though he knows us, Yaakov certainly knows that we're his, but he may not recognize us. But even if we don't have Avram, even if we don't have Yaakov, Ata Hashem Avinu, but you Hashem are our Father. Goaleinu me'olam Shmecha. You're known as our Goel me'olam from always. Now, you'll notice in the Pasuk, it's missing one of the Avos. We mentioned Avram, and we mentioned Yaakov. We're missing Yitzchak, right? We're missing Yitzchak. The truth is, it's a very startling Gemara in Shabbos, Masechet Shabbos, Pei Tes Amid Beis. And the Gemara understands to read the beginning of the Pasuk as if it would be Ki Ata Avinu, you're our Father, as if they're referring to Yitzchak. Yitzchak, out of all of the Avos, you're our Father. Avram doesn't know us. Yisrael doesn't recognize us. But then the Pasuk says, no, it's not Yitzchak. Ata Hashem Avinu. You Hashem are our Father. Like, what exactly does this change? It doesn't mention Yitzchak. It could be Yitzchak's referred to in the beginning of the Pasuk, but it makes it clear it's only Hashem. The Gemara says like this in Shabbos. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yonasan. Ma'ay d'chsiv, what is the meaning of our Pasuk? Ki ata avinu, ki Avram lo yida'anu. Hashem didn't know, Avram didn't know us, Yisrael lo yakiranu. And Yisrael didn't recognize us. Ata Hashem avinu, go'aleinu mi'olam shmecha. You are Hashem, our Father. You are our eternal Redeemer. That's your name. Lo'asi lovo, in the future, Yomer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avram. Hashem is going to say to Avram, Bonecha chatuli. Avram, your children sin to me. Amar lefanav. So Hashem, Avram Avinu will respond, Ribono shel Olam, Yimoch lo HaKadosh Shmecha. If Klal Yisrael sinned, they should be obliterated for Kiddush Hashem. There's a Kiddush Hashem that if somebody sins, he gets punished. You're telling me they sinned, so they should get a punishment. They should be destroyed. It's a very shocking Gemara. Amar, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he doesn't want to wipe out Klal Yisrael. He says, Emor Leili Yaakov, let me tell this over to Yaakov. That Klal Yisrael sinned, maybe Yaakov can defend them. Dehavalei Tzar Gidol Bonim. Yaakov Avinu had the Tzar Gidol Bonim, the pain in raising his children. And therefore, and what I'm saying on this Gemara, actually the article has beautiful, beautiful notes here on this Gemara. I'm quoting from there. Yaakov had Tzar Gidol Bonim. He had the pain of raising the children. And therefore, when a person puts an effort, and it's difficult raising the children, that fosters a love. If you want to love somebody, put an effort for them. And the more you do for them, the more you love them. You have more invested in them. That's the Michtav Meliyo mentions that principle. Yaakov had Tzar Gidol Bonim, and perhaps he'll defend Klal Yisrael. Efshe Deboi Rachmi Alayu. Maybe Yaakov will ask for the Rachmim for them. Amar Leisa, Hashem says to Yaakov, Benecha Chatu, your children sinned. Amar Lefanov, Ribono Shalom, Yimoch HaKadusha Shmecha. So Yaakov also says, let them be wiped out. Amar, so Hashem says, Lo Besabi Taimov, Lo Bedardiki Yetza. There's no reason among the elders, meaning Avram Avinu. And there's no counsel among the children. Yaakov, who's the youngest of the three Avos. Amar lo Yitzchak. So Hashem said to Yitzchak, you know, you're not as old as Avram, you're not as young as Yaakov. Let me ask you. And he says, Bonecha chatuli, your children sin to me. So Yitzchak responds, my children? What do you mean your children sin to me? They're my children and not yours. And besides that, what do you mean they sinned? The first 20 years of their life, you don't punish for that. Like we know from the Meraglim, they only died in the Midbar if they were the age of 20 and over. Under the age of 20, Hashem doesn't, there's no Din Shamayim. They're not punished. So you're left with 50 years. The average lifespan is 70. You remove the first 20 years, you're left with 50. Nope, 25, half of the existence is nighttime. Nighttime is normally sleeping. They're not doing averus. They're not doing anything. They're sleeping. So he only left her 25 years where the person's awake during daylight and he's doing things. So you have 25 years. No, out of the 25 years that he should be responsible for, about half of his time is spent with eating and drinking in the bathroom, davening. L'havdil, but the Gemara, that's the examples of what the Gemara gives. It's sluye, davening, meichal, eating, and the Beis Hakisei, taking care of what he has to. So he's got 12 and a half years left. Okay, so you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can tolerate the 12 and a half years good. And if not, we'll split it. I'll take responsibility for half, and you do half. So Klal Yisrael, when they were aware of this, they'll respond with this pasuk, Ki Ata Avinu, you Yitzchak are our father. The only one who stood up for us is Yitzchak. You Yitzchak are our father. And you know what Yitzchak's going to say? Why are you praising me? Praise Hashem. The end of the pasuk, Ata Hashem Avinu. Yitzchak's going to say, you Hashem are our father. What's interesting is that out of those, the one who defends Klal Yisrael is Yitzchak. Yitzchak is the one out of all the Avos. Rav Tzadok says in his Sefer Yisrael Kedoshim a beautiful idea, that the truth is, we all know Avram is the Midas HaChesed, he's the one of kindness. Yaakov is the truth of Torah. Yitzchak, though, is the avoda, the yira, the pachad Yitzchak. Yitzchak is the one who had the fear of Hashem. Midas hadin, gevura. Yitzchak represents justice. Why is it over here? Yitzchak is the only one who can defend Klal Yisrael. And the answer is, because when people accuse Klal Yisrael, the Midas HaChesed and the Midas HaEmes, there could be truth to it. We can look at the criticism with a favorable eye, that there's something to it. The critics have some. We should look favorably at what the critics are saying. But Yitzchak is the one who's absolute justice. And he says that there is a time when you turn to the critics and you say, there's a limit to the limits you're placing on Klal Yisrael. We can make a critique on your criticism of Klal Yisrael. We can find fault in your process of fault finding of Klal Yisrael. Those who are attacking Klal Yisrael, the Midas Hadin, we can turn to them and say, you have no right saying that Klal Yisrael has no right. Your blaming of Klal Yisrael will blame you. And therefore, Yitzchak is the one who can stand up and say, who are the accusers of Klal Yisrael? They have no right to accuse. Therefore, Yitzchak is the one who defends Klal Yisrael. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky also mentions a different idea. But Avraham Avinu was the Midas HaChesed, and his test was to overcome his natural love for people, and certainly for his son, and be willing to go through the Akedah. And be willing, if that's what Hashem would want, to kill his son for Hashem. Yaakov is the Midas HaEmes. His test is to go against his grain, to go against that, and to deal with somebody like Lavan, where he's cheating and he's got to be devious and cunning and trickery. That's what Yaakov had to do. He had to do something against his nature of Emes. Yitzchak was Midas Hadin. Could be the test of Yitzchak is to stand up and say, there's a place where we don't use din, where even if you don't deserve it, it should be done anyways. And therefore, this is Yitzchak's test. And Yitzchak overcame that. Ki ata avinu, according to the Gemara, you Yitzchak are our father. Ki Avram lo yidonu v'Yisrael lo yakiranu. We can't count on Avram or on Yaakov. And Yitzchak will say, no, ata Hashem avinu. Give all the credit to Hashem. Goaleinu me'olam shmecha. Your name is that you're our eternal redeemer. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Lama sasenu Hashem midrochecha. Why do you let us stray from your path, Hashem. You know, we're in Golus, we're suffering, the nations of the world have it so easy. And we sometimes look around and we say, you know, it seems, as the Shver Tzayin Yid, people said, it's difficult to be a Jew. The Goyim seem to have it much better. And that causes the weaker elements to stray from the path. So it's almost like Hashem is causing it by placing us in this situation. Rashi says it's even in a broader sense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Yetzer Hara, that the whole purpose is to make us sin. So why place us in that situation? You give us the Yetzer Hara where we have a desire to do what's wrong. Why give us a desire to do what's wrong? Lomo Saseinu Hashem Yidrochecho. Why are you causing us to stray from your path? And the Malbim explains, Hashem does the miracles for, we mentioned, one reason is because of His love for Klal Yisrael. The Hamon Meyecho V'Rachamecho Eilai, your Hisapoku. It's been held back, but you normally have a yearning, an inner yearning for Klal Yisrael. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Rachmonus, we learn from that. They always say, a principle of chinuch is, if you're kind, you model, and the way you treat the children is the way they'll grow up and they'll treat others. You have to show them positive behavior so that they will be positive people. If Klal Yisrael is enduring midas hadin and we don't see the rachum v'chanun, we want to emulate Hashem's ways. But if we don't feel the rachmonus of Hashem, it's hard for us to emulate that and to be Rachmonim. So Loma Saseinu Hashem Yidrochecho. When we're going through Golus and suffering, that itself causes us to stray from your paths. And if we would see the punishment that's brought, so that would also would learn Yiras Hashem. But when we see the Goyim getting away with it, and the sinners aren't punished, we don't see the kinoscha ugvuro secho, we don't see the zealousness and the greatness of Hashem. That was the other reason why Hashem does miracles. If we don't see the miracles that show the greatness of Hashem, takshiach libeinu miyiro secho. Our heart, you let our heart become hardened from fearing you. We don't see the miracles, it deadens our Yiras Hashem. Shuv l'man avodecha, return to us for the sake of your servants. The Avos are tzaddikim. Shuv l'man avodecha, return because of your servants. Shiv tei nachal asecha, the tribes, the shvatim that are your nachla, your heritage. If you'd return to us, it would be easy for us to emulate you, Hashem. Lamitzor Yorshu Am Kodshecha. Your holy people possessed our place, our Beis HaMikdash, for a short time. Lamitzor. It was for a very short time. Yorshu Am Kodshecha. That your holy people had our Beis HaMikdash. And now, Tzareinu, our enemies, Bosesu Mikdashecha, have trampled your Beis HaMikdash. How long have we been in Eretz Yisrael? And how long have we been in Golus? The Beis HaMikdash was both Batei Mikdashim together, was only 830 years. Both of them together. Lamitzar was for a short amount of time. And now our enemies have trampled your Beis HaMikdash. And the Malbim reads the Psukim together. Shuv l'man avodecha, shiv tei nachlasecha. Hashem, return. And you know what, you should return. We're not asking for a return to the fields and to the vineyards and to the good life and prosperity. We're asking you to return l'mitzor. Return to the small area, that small place of the Beis HaMikdash, and bring your Shechina into Yerushalayim. Shuv, he reads the two Pesukim together. Return la mitzor to that small area of the Beis HaMikdash. That's where we want you. That's what's our focus. That's what we want. La mitzor yorshu am kodshecha, the small area that your holy people possess, the Beis HaMikdash. Tzareinu bosesu mikdashecha, for now your enemies have trampled that. Hayinu, we have become, me olam lo mashalta bom, as if you had never ruled over them. It's as if we don't have, Hashem is not our ruler. You look at the way Klal Yisrael is suffering, it's not clear that Hashem is our ruler, because Hashem can do everything, so why are we suffering? Lo nikro shimcha aleihem, it's as if your name was not called upon them. As if we're not the Am Hashem. That's the way it seems to be. Lukarato shamayim yorato. If you'd only rip open the shamayim and come down. Mipanecha harim nozolu, from before you, the mountains would nozolu, they would like would melt, would turn into water. From trembling they would be shedding water, they'd be sweating. Mipanecha harim nozolu, the mountains would drip with water. If we did feel that awesome presence of Hashem, that's what Klal Yisrael wants. But right now in Klal Yisrael, we don't feel that closeness. We don't feel that connection. This is the plea of the Navi. It's such a impassioned, such with such regesh noira ma'od, such awesome emotion. The Navi turns to Hashem and he says, Lu karato shamayim yoradato. If only you'd rip open the shamayim and come down. Mipanecha harim nozolu, the mountains would be dropping, would be sweating, would be dropping their moisture, the whole world would tremble before Hashem. That's what we want. We want to see again, to feel the presence of Hashem. Have a good summer, and Yitzhak Shem will resume next year.